for it. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm getting it.
Just get your chair in.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Chairs, they won't be able to walk.
Yeah, they changed it to today party from like next Wednesday. They moved it up to this week.
I was going to say, I thought it came kind of early.
It did. I'm going to be out of town. Ken's out of town too, so we couldn't do it next week.
There's a sign-in sheet and agendas. Can you pass that along, please?
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's 3:54 p.m. This is the April 9th, 2025 board meeting for the ACT School Board of Trustees. I'm Dave Campbell, also present as Pam Fuqua, board member. By Zoom, we have board member Ken Royal. And we also have by Zoom Lincoln County School Superintendent Susan Rios. Diane Downey, our clerk, is taking the minutes. And we'll call a meeting to order. Welcome to our visitors. We have visitors as recognized by the sign-in sheet. The minutes of the last meeting of March 19, 2025 were posted as required by Montana state law by electronics on the school website and also with a meeting summary. So, with that, notice of this meeting is given by posting both on the internet website and also by regular posting for this meeting at the federal building, the community building, the Merck business, and down at the church. So, we'll open up with continuing business, the maintenance report. We're down to security window covering with the picks and letters. We'll put that in this summer after we have the craft fair, which is chosen the window coverings as their pet project to pay for.
Can we make sure and have the lettering that she wants and the photographs before her last day of school, which I think is June 9th, I think. I'd have to look at the calendar. But before her last day of school, I would really like to have that so that I can get that to the printers so that that can be done as soon as the fair has come done. Actually, it would be kind of cool to do it before the fair so people could actually see it. Even though the money that they're raising is to pay for it, we could still get it done so that the community can actually see what you're doing with the money that you're raising.
I'll send her a reminder email, and if you're going to visit with her, I think, Pam. So if you can remind her in person as well.
And explain to her, Pam, that we'd like to get them done before the fair so people can see them.
Yeah, we might take a picture of all that, and then they can also use it for advertising for the craft fair, as well as they'll be able to see it up there in the windows
yep.
as they come.
And if the newspaper comes to do a thing on your fair, then it'll, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good idea. The board, we visited about, the board met with the teacher. We visited about the inventory process of, and it was tabled until the February meeting. And Sabrae's going to do a write-up and a step-by-step process for the intaking of new inventory items for the books. And the clerk will keep track of that on the data entry spreadsheets. On the water leak in the pressure tank room, Artie is going to put valves in during the summer. He took care of the leak, and it was successful and minimal. He just basically took it apart, reused new glue, for the fitting. There was a fitting leaking, so he just put in new glue, and it worked.
Fixed the leak, but is there more work to be done?
To be done because it doesn't have a shutoff valve on intake and extake
okay.
in there in the pump room. So he's going to put that in, and we have the parts, and we saved that out of the batch of parts that he got. He had all the parts necessary to replace okay. all of the lines in the pressure tank room if necessary.
Okay.
But since he didn't need that, he just kept out what he needs to put in the valves. And then he took everything back for store credit at ACE.
Yep. We got it. We have okay. a credit, huge credit sitting there right now. One other thing is that as you transition out in May, I don't know who's going to take over this tremendous job that you've been doing for maintenance stuff, but please make sure that you have all your notes and everything so that something doesn't fall through the cracks that you can pass on, please.
I will. I've been working on it in my spare time at home, yeah, which is a maintenance schedule book. And then we've got all the warranties that we have and equipment inventory, the equipment maintenance sheets that come with the product are all out in the hall on the shelf
okay.
that I know of.
All right.
And we've done through that, and then we'll need to look.
I'll be here for 30 days
okay.
to help them find things that they need, but after that, Artie needs to really be up to speed on where things are. And
during May, I'm going to get the lawnmowers out
cool.
and have him take care of that before the May meeting so that we'll have something to mow with and edge with. And then put the snowblower,
chain it up to a tree. Yeah,
I will put it in the storage shed over there. There's room, and I have.
And you can still get in by it.
Oh yeah,
cool.
I moved that whole thing around last summer and got it all cleaned up.
Okay, because I know that was a problem in the past. You had to climb over stuff to just even get in.
I wasn't skinny enough to hardly get in there, so I had to make room so I could move in there. So that got fixed. So, and we'll have a maintenance schedule. Like July has changed the filter in the pump room, and we'll have that in the maintenance schedule.
Okay.
That's already written down on a sheet of paper.
We finally got things running smoothly, and I hate to see a hiccup just because the next person doesn't know what needs to be done.
It took us
a long time.
Summer ground maintenance, Artie's already started he's purchased grass seed, sprinkled it around since we had the rain. Once it quit raining so hard, he sprinkled grass around in all of the bare spots out there, and so that we'll have some grass sprout up. So he started that. He has to finish up on things like goals and slides and all of that equipment out there.
The swing set, the rotting on the bottom needs to start working.
Ron Webb visited with Artie, and I did too, and it said it was solid enough. I looked at it, there's a solid base. It's just that outside edge is rotted out, and so he's putting he's putting epoxy. He's put some on there, and he'll finish with that and put a galvanized metal skirting around the base, so the snow won't be sitting up against the bare wood, which is what caused the problem to begin with. So we'll have a written maintenance schedule for Artie, same one we use every year. We'll just go after it again. So I'll see that he has that. So that's it for the maintenance report, technology report. Wait. Kent. Yes. Sorry, got one more.
Mr. Hammond called from the county, yes. And they don't have any extra heavy-duty utility shelving. He says every department at the county is crying for it. So we're going to have to go ahead and purchase the shelving that you want for doing that container.
It's a heavy-duty, I think it's REI.
Yeah.
REIBI.
If you send me the link.
I will.
And also tell me exactly what you want me to buy, the number of units, mm-hmm. and I will take care of it.
I'll have to go out there and look at it probably tonight, see how wide it is, and see how much, estimate how many shelves we'll need by the footage. Because you measure it by the footage, and I figured 2 foot deep.
Is our plan still to get all the stuff that we want to get rid of out before the fair?
Yes.
So that people can...
It come pick it up at the fair so that...
And make a donation.
Yeah, so we don't have don't have to be hauling good stuff out. If somebody can use something, I'd rather that they got the benefit of it as opposed to already having a bunch of junk down to the dump.
Okay,
that ends the maintenance report. We have the technology report, Ken.
Recognized the problem if something happened with the teacher not being available, being able to access the equipment, computer, and other technology equipment. Can you hear me?
Well, we're having difficulty with the volume. The smart board, does it even have its own volume?
It says it's up to 100.
Well, that's me.
Oh.
Does it have a remote?
That's a little bit better, but not too much. Sorry.
Maybe you should turn it up, Ken.
I'll get up a little closer if that helps.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to go?
Go. You're just going to have to go. People are just going to have to try to listen.
Yeah. Listen. Talk loud.
Okay. Yeah, talk loud.
Passwords and are going to have those placed in a secure location so that, if necessary, the district clerk or the board chair can access those to make the equipment available at times when necessary. So that's one thing that happened this last week.
All right. Anything else?
Just the technology levy, which I'm sure Diane is much more up on than myself, so she'll address that.
All right, we'll put
that's
that...
under old business.
That's under old business. All right, and I put the password list in the lock box in the clerk's office, so it's under lock and key. So if you need it, it's in the top drawer in the locking cabinet. And in my absence, I will leave the key. All right, curriculum committee.
We will schedule the next meeting and announce it to everybody so that you will know when it is. Fundraising committee. We, as I said last month, we are going to have it here at the school. July 5th is the date. We'll be contacting people who know what they're doing to help. Posters, we need to get a poster made. And we need somebody who knows a lot about running a computer program and would be willing to do that. We haven't found that person yet. But somebody's going to come up real soon and get you know, we'll get that done soon. Yes.
Sarah, the yoga lady, do you know Sarah?
Yes.
Sarah's really good at that. She's doing all the media outreach and poster building for the Yak Community Hall. So she might volunteer to make you a poster.
I will talk to Sarah. Thank you.
Ask Sarah. She's got everything that she needs.
Okay. All right. Other than that, we will proceed and we will have it on July 5th.
Okay. July 5th.
Yes.
Everybody put that on your calendars. All right. And we've already done the action plan list. Now, the old business. We have the trustee portion of the election called by acclamation.
On the 4th, was the deadline for write-in candidates. And at that time, we had only two people in the community that had submitted a declaration of intent to run. Bob Zacchio for the 3-year position and Ron Webb for the 1-year position. And so I called the trustee portion of the election by acclamation. So they will be sworn in at the May reorganizational meeting, and their certificates will be signed by they'll be sworn in by the county superintendent. We will be going forward with our technology levy ballots. The notice will be in the paper on the 26th. The election notice for that. I will be mailing the ballots on the 16th of this month, so you'll be getting a ballot in the mail. I also have prepared and will be mailing on the 10th a postcard mailer with more information to help you make your decision about whether you're going to support or not support our technology levy. This is the first time this school district in the 14 years I've been here has ever asked the taxpayers to levy funds to support the school. And it's super important. One way that you can tell whether it's important or not is to think in your mind, do you a day go by that you don't go on the internet and do something? Check your email, visit your kids, pay your bills, shop at Walmart or Amazon. It's a part of our lives. We can't do without it anymore. Unless you're going to be a hermit. And our children need to have that resource available to them so that when they leave this environment, they can go out into the big bad world and they can be a success.
I know, I agree, but it does matter how much does it cost. My internet costs $125 a month.
It is the internet at your home. It costs more to support a school because schools are much like businesses, and because internet providers don't ask you, well, how many children do you have? They just have a set rate for schools. This school is little. Yes, we only have 5 children, so we don't use as much bandwidth as a big school, but our providers don't know that.
So they don't
give us the opportunity to say, look, we only need this much.
If I might interject at this point, we originally in the school was on HughesNet because we're required by state law to have an internet available for the students for testing purposes.
Since 2019 was
yes.
The year they instated that all Montana schools must have internet and test their children via the internet, not paper.
And for that reason, if HughesNet was not able to support the platform necessary to do the testing on. So the school researched the issue to find an internet source. So they did. They contacted EL Network or Internet out of Bonner's Ferry.
Actually, I didn't contact them. We put a bid out through our e-way rate program, and EL Internet was the only response. And we had been putting out bids for 4 years before EL came up and said, "We think we can solve your problem. Let's talk."
And they did, and the school had meetings, went and approved it by appropriate board resolution, and contracted with EL for a 5-year contract to provide the internet that was necessary to support the platform that the school has to use for state testing and also the accounting functions that go through the district clerk's office. So that contract is still in existence. The school is still, whether we use it or not, is still obligated to pay. We have at least 2 more years, I believe, on the contract.
Yes.
And
how much is that a month or a year?
$53.
It's $91 a month right now, but Wait, listen. Okay, we get a 90% discount. So our EL Internet Northwest bill, the whole bill, is $910 a month. We pay
$91. Oh, so it's $900.
Yeah.
But we only have to pay $91 because of this special program. It's called E-rate program, and it's through, it's a federal program through the FCC. It is not a grant. We apply every year for it, and every year our discount is based on poverty levels, just like a lot of things in public schools are based on poverty levels. This year we went from our 90% discount. Next year we only get 60%, and that's what I'm asking for help with, is the difference between the $91 a month that we used to pay, or that we're paying this year, and the $340 or whatever that we're going to have to pay next year, because we lost 30% of our discount. Because we only have one family in the school now that meets poverty level.
Thanks God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's good for...
Yeah.
It's
good.
It shows
the other two families are not... They're above poverty level.
Our people are being successful. A lot of people have suggested to me, well, why don't they just get Starlink? Well,
exactly.
Number one, Starlink doesn't accept E-rate.
And they don't
use schools.
So we
would have to pay
100%. It would be $120 instead of $300.
But they won't offer it to us.
They don't.
We tried. When we started this whole process 5 years ago, before we had this, what we have now,
we contacted Starlink. Yeah, but did you contact them?
Honey, we can't now. We're locked into a 5-year contract.
But in 2 years, it's going to go out.
So what we did is we went out and we had EL Internet Northwest built us a $500,000 thing here.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't pay one penny for that. This school didn't. It was through Montana, two grants. Delivering community service grant through the Department of Commerce, and a grant that was done by our governor for getting broadband into all rural Montana schools. So that was all paid for. This school didn't pay 1 cent for that. Now we have this wonderful service here, and we're only going to use it for 5 years, and then we're just going to say, well, we don't want to renew our service contract with you for our service. But we have a huge system on up on Baldy Mountain that shoots our signal from there to Vine Lake to here to that little pole out there in the parking lot, into right there into that box. So essentially, if we don't go keep working with EL Internet Northwest, we won't have the service that we have, because I can tell you right now, you can't get on the phone in a case of the fact that you're... internet goes down, you can't get on the phone and call Starlink for help.
There's no one else
that can help us. We have to be able to, if she's sitting there in the middle of testing and our internet goes out, she has to be able to pick up the telephone, call Bonner's Ferry and say, our internet is down. You need to get us back up now.
Church is
and
in
they
the,
always do.
Church
they
is
always
in the
have.
Same position as
I
far
get
as...
I get it. So why can't the kids go to go get the schooling? Five kids. We are talking about five kids to go to Troy, get the testing done.
I don't know the answer to that.
So we need to pay $10,000 because we can't bus five kids to the school?
We don't have a bus.
We don't have
carpool.
A bus.
Carpool. I drive them.
Well,
then what do you do about day-to-day internet service here?
Day-to-day, probably the Starlink would work.
We can't use Starlink because they won't contract with us.
I just can't do that.
Well, it is what it is. We ran into the same problem at the church.
At the time, Starlink Starlink wouldn't even talk to me. Because I tried to get Starlink here before we went through all the rigmarole of doing our point-to-point $500,000 microwave point-to-point system. I tried.
And the levy that we're asking for is, the lion's share of the money is for the actual internet service. But we have several other items that are included in that because we have computers, and that's basically nuts and bolts. You can go to Walmart and get a cheaper brand computer.
Yeah, for pretty cheap.
For pretty cheap, but you don't get any software with it. That costs extra. We're including that in the price with what we're asking for.
Our laptops come loaded from Greg down here. He gives us a killer deal. All the laptops in this building that the kids use are 5 years old right now.
Mine is too.
If we have trouble with the computer, the teacher can call him, and Greg, his business is there. All systems go computers in Troy, Montana.
He is our tech support person.
And that's also, he's on the list for
his
support.
Services are part of what this levy will pay for.
So it covers basically...
Chromebooks or laptops?
Laptops.
Laptops.
Chromebooks do not work here.
Yeah, because they're cloud-based. And they're actually scheduling those out. From what Ken has been able to find, they're scheduling out the Chromebooks because they're not using them anymore because that was a COVID thing. It was popular during the COVID era, but it's not now.
They don't have an onboard operating system. Everything a tablet does is from the cloud. And we had them here, and we couldn't get them to work. They weren't stable enough.
And speaking of the cloud, you have to be able to contact the cloud. The computer has to be able to contact, through Starlink, has to contact the satellite. The satellite, no matter how you look at it, is still intermittent. The EL is based on, as I understand it, a hard line comes into EL in Bonner's Ferry. Bonner's Ferry then converts the signal to microwave to the tower up on Baldy, and then it goes from Baldy to a couple of repeaters, and we have one repeater up here, a receiving unit at the top of a pole out on the west end of the parking lot. So that's the only way we could get internet here that would work for a school, because what we were finding was if it's on a satellite, you can't maintain that signal for a very long time. I mean, at my own house, I'm cycling every 15 minutes.
Same at my house.
Every
15
minutes, the satellite moves. And if you look at it at night, you can watch them moving.
And I know, my husband works from home.
I know.
Using, Starlink, and there's no problem ever.
Well, my hat's off to Kevin there, so I'm glad he's got
it's
it.
It's not to Kevin, it's the satellite.
Yeah.
It's working at our house.
I don't, Well, it didn't work here, and we don't have any other way to do it.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What happens after 5 years with EL?
Yeah.
We have to re-up the contract?
No.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Well, do we?
Yes.
Okay.
But what happens is we don't have to sign a 5-year contract.
Oh, you don't have to sign a contract.
No, you can, once
so
we
you can
finish
Star,
this
so
one.
You can do Starlink then.
Yeah, if you want.
You could.
Okay. Because the dollar and cent value of what you've just been telling me is totally outrageous.
Except for if you have to go out.
Just wait a minute. You pay $900 a month. They get from between us and the government.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's $11,000 a year for 5 years. You're talking about $500,000 investment for $55,000.
Mm-hmm.
That don't compute. After 5 years, something's got to change.
Yep, and it will change. For
you
5 years, our service...
Yeah.
It's going to go up, Bob. It's going to go up. We've been under contract with them for 5 years. Our service contract...
$55,000 back. That don't seem like good business to me.
I think they put other businesses on the same line, on the same tower.
Okay.
I think they're recouping it that way.
At least part of it.
Uh-huh. They got a grant from the state, I believe, to... You were on the board at that time. Did they get a grant or something for the tower?
I don't know.
They got paid. They were paid 100% for their labor and for all the materials.
Paid for it. So they're not out any money, I don't believe.
No.
No.
All they're getting from us is...
At the end of 5 years, what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. I'm not on the board. Bob will have to make that decision.
I don't know. I'm not the classroom teacher. I have no idea how much time they spend on the computer.
Out there on this technology report, a lot of, and I spoke to Pam about this, I would say about half the valley does not realize what the taxes are going to go to. She made a report, and I posted it here. I got one down below, and I'm handing them out to anybody that'll even listen. The taxes are going to triple on your property.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about $9,000, or $10,000, $9,000 spread out over the entire community, which in some cases is going to turn out to be $60 or $70. Per household.
Yeah, but then there is the computers too.
That's included.
Oh, that's included.
Uh-huh. Everything's included.
$9,000 includes everything.
Okay.
So I think my opinion is that, like Pam made that fantastic printout, we need to talk to people, and a lot of them don't even, they just think, we don't need that. Well, we do need it. And the other side of the coin is, you're talking about $60 versus $180, depending on your house's value.
Yeah. 41.74 is what we paid last year to fund this whole school, what we ask our taxpayers for, that many meals, right there. This year, we're going to ask for even less, because, and we're adding more items. Look here, all we funded with your tax dollars last year was the general fund budget and the building reserve fund. We're adding this year and have to add the tuition fund, which we didn't do last year.
What is that?
The tuition fund? It's, we have to pay other schools. If children that live here in this district go to a different school, we have to pay that school for our kid to go there.
Okay. So.
And last year we had a family of children that went out of district. They went to McCormick. We owe McCormick, and we'll have to pay them in December money for our kids to go there. And so we are doing a non-voted levy, which it was noticed in the newspaper, and will raise the money to pay for that particular cost from last year's tuition.
There's no reimbursement from that? From the state?
Nope.
Okay, so
no. New law.
It's basically, I think it was about $1,500.
Each.
18
each.
But they get money from federal, too, for each kid.
No.
Then they go to another school district. They do.
They get to count those children in their child account.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
They do.
Okay, so my taxes say I paid $597 last year for the school district. So that's not YAC?
That's not us.
No.
So where does that go?
That includes is, see alongside, you're looking at your bill where it says HS, in front of HS.
HS General, yeah. HS Transportation.
That's high school. All of this is for the children who live up here that go to the Troy High School.
Okay.
This was ours, these two lines.
Elementary, okay.
Yes.
So that's only like 200.
It basically works out. The average home in Montana is about $300,000.
That's what Troy paid last year. 128.16.
For what kind of?
That's the Troy Elementary School District.
128?
128.16 mils. And that's not on your tax bill.
It's less than what I paid for this elementary school.
No, you're misunderstanding.
So, you just showed me the elementary school, elementary general, 186 plus 11, right? These two.
No, we're talking mills.
That's a thousandth of a dollar.
Mills, right here. This is mills.
Okay.
So, this is dollars. So, that number that I gave you.
What is mill?
A mill is.
A thousandth of a dollar.
One thousandth of a dollar for the against. For every dollar that your house is valued at, your taxes get charged a dollar for every
thousand?
No.
Yeah, but that's the amount I paid.
Okay, yes.
You get charged a dollar for every thousand.
All of this was for the high school.
I understand, but this is all for here.
Right. So if you take this number, you want to look at compare the mills for an elementary district.
Okay,
so add these two together.
So 39.
It's
so
the
it's
41.74.
Oh, and it's 128.
128.16.
Like exact amount.
Okay. Yeah.
The increase.
That's a lot more.
The dollar figure for an average house at 300,000 is $9 per $100,000.
No.
That's.
Thank you.
I got some in the truck. If somebody wants.
I didn't print any more of them either. I think I have it on.
So I understand that it's going to go up, but.
Yeah.
It's going to. It depends on the value of your property, and then if your property's worth $100,000, they've calculated it here for $9.35. For every $100,000 of your home's value. That's the addition to what you paid in taxes this year. So if you have a $300,000 home, an average home, times 3 times 935.
$28.
Okay. Round it up to 30.
Okay, so this year, your general fund and your tuition fund, your technology fund and your building reserve fund is only putting us at a total mills in our district for this year at 47.98. That's still less than last year for the elementary district in Troy. And we added all this, none of this stuff was even in there last year. Tuition fund wasn't in there and this wasn't in there. The building reserve was. And the mills to do the general fund, but we've added, and still we're only at 47.98.
Instead of 41, then next year it's going to be 60.
Nope, next year it's going to be approximately this.
47.98. Instead of 41, it's 47.
Right, yeah. It's going to go up. But look at all the funds that, all the things that we added. And it still isn't that much. Because last year, those two lines, the tuition fund and the technology fund, those weren't even in that equation.
And this one.
So we're raising almost $12,000 more to support our school at a change in mills of 6, 7, 8, 9 mills.
And we're doing it at a third of the cost of what it is to run Troy.
Yeah. If the school closes, then we have, the state will annex us with Troy, and you will pay the meals that the elementary district in Troy pays.
Three times what you're paying.
Three times what you're paying right now. That's one reason to keep the school open if you're only thinking about money. But if you're thinking about the children, then I can think of a billion reasons why to keep it open. Do you know what kind of a day the kids have that have to come out of this valley at 6 o'clock in the morning to meet the bus in the dead of winter? The peril of their parents driving them just down to Sylvanite to catch the school bus.
I can't convince me.
Turn it into
a I'm not telling you that you shouldn't homeschool. But there are families out there who just can't or don't feel like they're qualified to homeschool or don't want to homeschool. They want their children to be in an environment where they get socialized more with other children.
Some of these kids we're banking on will stay in the community as adults. If they get educated here, they most likely might stay here. And so they get educated here, and you have a better teacher-to-student ratio, and
it's
for minimal,
high school.
And it's still cheaper, and it's still cheaper than anywhere else as far as public schools.
Well, there was a lady that lives in the community that was toying with the idea once the community hall gets set up and is able to take people and eat better in the winter, to provide a high school program at the community hall that doesn't have anything to do with us, like a alternative school or whatever they call those. So in the future, there might be an opportunity for high school kids to stay here in the valley. The high school kids I know that are right now, they're all being homeschooled online with canned education programs. The high school kid that I know. Two high school kids that I know up here.
Diane, the two documents that you're looking at,
yes.
This document that's on the screen right yes. now, which document is that?
This is the mill calculator from the state's budget 25-26 budget spreadsheet.
Can we put that on the school's website?
I might be able to.
All right. And the other document that you referred to, which we've used in previous board meetings, that's a part of our records here.
Oh, the expenditure budget?
Yes.
Our general fund expenditure
yes.
budget? Sure, because all they are is Excel spreadsheets, and as long as our website will support an Excel spreadsheet, all we have to do is create a link to it and people can go to it.
Okay.
I just have to make sure that whatever the file that I send is an actual one that nobody can change stuff on.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions or comments on the technology levy?
I just have a comment. I think that is very important knowledge to get out there, because uh-huh. I truly think people don't understand how it's going to impact us.
Can we?
Do you have that? Is that? I didn't print it.
That? Yes, that's just a black and white version.
Ooh.
It's a little hard to read. Sorry.
Yeah. Everybody will be getting a postcard in the mail that has all of this information on it. Every home that is registered to vote. I went through the voter list, and everybody that's listed, all the people that are husbands and wives or live in the same house, will only get one, not two. So everybody, every household that votes and is on the voter list will get a postcard in the mail that explains all of this and breaks it all down.
Oh, cool. Okay. I knew you had talked about it, but
it'll be mailed tomorrow, actually.
Okay, cool.
It goes out in the mail tomorrow.
Also, for the election, my wife and I, along with Diane, educated some local citizens, local voters to work as voting judges, because neither we have two up here in Yak, and that's me and my wife, as election judges. And since I'm on the school board, I can't be work this election. And my wife, because she's married to me, condolences for her, but she can't work that either as an election judge. But we were able to train people to come up here and work this election from the community. So, and as a matter of fact, we had a full house.
Yeah, we had 12. We had 12 participants. It was awesome. They did a great job of training. Everybody really felt like when they were done that they could totally come and tally votes on the 6th. So I have chosen 3 of that group. One veteran judge who has been doing it for a while, Pam Rockwell. I've asked Jolene Keene and Pat Bershire. There will be my 3 judges on May 6th, and they will open the secrecy ballots, count them, and tally them. So you are welcome to come and observe if you would care to. We just sit right there in the library and do it.
And what day did the votes have to be?
We will start counting at 1 minute after 8. Polls close at 8 o'clock.
What day?
On May 6th.
May 6th, so May 6th, get your votes
in. And
that
will all be in the newspaper. I'll be printing out, there'll be a big article in the newspaper, a legal ad about observations and when counting starts, the whole process, everything. It'll all be posted in the newspaper.
And the mailer is out, posted on the school's bulletin board out here, because I also posted that as well as the agenda and items. And the why you should vote for this item. It's out there, so should answer all your questions.
Yes, so why is it for 4 years?
Well, you can choose. Levies can run from, you can do them year to year and have your voters vote every year. You can run them for 3 years, you can run them for 5. The longest you can go is 10 years. So we decided to do it for 5 years because then our contract with EL will be up by then. And
no, it's going to be up in 2 years.
Yeah, no, 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
Yeah, 3 years. So that will give us time to, and we can't just go out and find somebody unless we want to pay 100% out of pocket and not be involved with the E-rate program, which is not really a good idea. See, there's a chance for you to get a discount, you should go for it.
E-rate so, is mandatory?
No, it is not mandatory, but it saves you money. So you choose. It's up to the board whether they want to continue with the E-rate program or drop the program altogether. We've been doing E-rate since 1999 when...
What is E-rate?
E-rate is a program that is
program.
Sponsored. No, doesn't it's have not. Anything to do with school lunch. It's sponsored by the FCC, and it's for schools and libraries, and it helps them apply or get discounts on internet service, and which is called Category 1. That's internet service, and Category 2 is inside your building infrastructure. Called Schools and Libraries E-Rate Program. And they also do that, this same program has portions that do stuff for hospitals and library, or hospitals as well. But we work with the Schools and Libraries side and have since 1999, and it saved us. This school never would have been able to afford the internet ever, ever without that help. At 90% of a discount, 60 is great. Who knows, when we get more kids in here, maybe we'll be able to get our discount back up to 90%. But in the 12 years I've been here, our discount through them is 90% off of our internet service bill.
Okay, any other questions?
So how about fundraising?
You can't count on fundraising every time. That's the problem.
I mean, to buy computers, that's a pretty easy thing.
Well, they do this craft fair every year, mm-hmm. and I think have for how many years now, Pam?
14, I think. 12.
12.
12.
12 years, and we've never, that's our big fundraiser every year, and it has never raised more than $3,500. Well, if you want to get on the fundraising committee and help them with that and convince the committee to and the board that the money that they raise at every one of their or every other year or every 3 years, the money they raise goes for computers, laptops for the kids, then.
Do you have any other ideas for ways that we could fundraise? If you do, please talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, I think any business would be happier to pay one time than being taxed every year.
Yeah. Give me your ideas.
That's why we put it on a 5-year limit. I wasn't a big fan. I'm not a big fan of taxes either. And that's why everybody's, that seems
this
to be.
This is just one part of your taxes. I mean, property tax is the tax that they're going to. Sorry.
Hey, I just came back from H&R Block Saturday, so
yeah.
You don't need to talk to me about taxes.
Yeah, but property tax is the one that, you know, you can't ever own your own property because they can get you.
It's a necessary evil, and keeping a school open in this district and keeping your mills at...
Yeah, I know, it's a blackmail. Or I pay this, or I pay three times as much. I mm-hmm. don't have a choice. That's not a choice. And I don't have any say in this.
My husband and I had the same conversation at our dinner table about a week ago, and it ended up with me in tears. So it is what it is. You know, I mean, I don't want my... I'm done with the school this year, and I've done everything I can to be able to help this school afford to keep its doors open, and I want to see that happen into the future, and I do not want to have to pay
those... Yeah, this is other people's money. If it was my money, I could get theory, and I could do whatever I want with my own money, but you are black, so this whole thing is blackmailing people to pay tot or three times more.
You can always move.
I can't say...
I can't move anywhere where there is no taxes.
That's,
you know,
the problem.
Taxes.
No matter where you live, there are taxes.
There is going to be.
There's taxes in every country.
Yeah.
There's taxes in every state. There's taxes in every county. Well, not every county, but close.
So what we're doing here is just trying to get you the facts that... This is what we have to do to keep the doors open. We're going to ask you to help us do that. If you choose to vote no...
I don't have a choice.
Then vote
obviously
no.
Obviously, I'm not going to vote on paying three times as much. I'm not stupid.
Well, if
you
the
know,
school... If you vote no, and enough people vote no, and the school cannot support its technology fund, then you won't have a choice. Okay. The school doors will close, and you will be annexed to Troy, and you will pay three times more than what you're paying right
now.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm blackmailed. Or I pay X, or...
I hope you don't feel like I'm blackmailing you.
You're actually making an investment in children's lives. That's how
And the future.
I don't think
children
need computers
are the
at this age. I think they just get their brains fried. I don't think children should be doing stuff with their hands. They should be learning how to cook. They are doing that thing. That's wonderful. They are doing all this, but I
That was good
so,
50 years ago, not today.
All right, well...
So the kids go here till the 8th grade. What if we did that? What if we decided, okay, we're not going to use the internet and we're going to do hands-on, and then what happens when our 8th graders leave here and go down to Troy and don't even know how to turn on a computer or to log in?
Because they all have computers.
Well, we need to move along now in our meeting. I've gotten the points, and the next item of business is under new business, which is the health insurance renewal.
It's in your book.
It is 445. And this, I've looked it over. Pam and I are going to visit on
Friday
morning and make a decision on health plan offerings. And we'll make a report at the next meeting on what we chose. That's with the Montana Unified School Trust renewal plan rates of 2025-26. Next item on the agenda is review and establish wages for all staff positions 25 and 26.
We are working on the budget.
Yeah. I really do need to have these numbers of whatever you're going to be paying your employees next year for their positions, because I have to do the retirement budget, and in order to do that, I need to know what the hourly rates are for all the positions.
When do you need it?
As soon as you can get it to me. Well, I would like to have it before the next May meeting, because at the May meeting...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can get it to you before the May meeting.
Cool.
I'll be
right
back
on.
April.
Because it doesn't really take very long. It's just a matter of figuring out how many hours that and the rate of pay. And I have a spreadsheet that I've built that calculates all the benefits. TRS, okay. Unemployment, workers' comp, all that.
Okay. How many extra employees do you have?
I don't know how many they're going to have next year.
How many do you have right now?
Four. Four.
That includes you?
Yes.
And who else? And what are you?
The Artie. Teacher, myself, Artie, and a teacher's aide.
And a teacher's aide.
Three, four people. But you have to decide, are you going to give them a raise next year, or are you going to bring them back at the same rate that you paid them this year? That is a decision that needs to be made in order to build the budget.
All right. And so that'll be done by the May meeting. We'll get that before then to Diane. The annual job performance evaluations reminder, we'll take that up and make that before the 1st of May.
Dave has the forms for your evaluation for your aide and for Artie. Okay, you can just get it. Okay.
Next item on the agenda, 450, is the determined use of funds for state and federal grant for 25-26 school year.
Okay, REAP is something that is very important for this school, because that's how we pay our insurance for our teacher. So this is the estimated allocations from the Department of Education for next year. The Yak School will be getting approximately $7,208. Every penny of that every year is used for insurance coverage for our teacher. So that's what we'll be getting. I think it comes in, when does it come? Probably August or September, I think it comes. Maybe it is August. We just started the process of applying for this grant for our REAP money. But that's almost $1,000. It is $1,000 less than we got last year. The way it works is if the more money that you spend through your title grants through the state, that's really federal money, not state money. It comes from the feds and goes to OPI, the Office of Public Instruction, and then the local education entities apply to the state for title grants. Okay, so we have been spending more money out of our Title IVA. We've been spending it all every year. And also, we have been spending all of our Title II money and the majority of our Title IA money every year. And as you spend more money that's filtered through the state, the direct aid through REAP, Rural Education, that number goes down. We used to get a lot more because we didn't spend as much money. We didn't ever even apply for Title IV money, 4A money, until like 3 years ago when we had things that we wanted to do. And so we could use what we wanted to, the programs that we wanted to do here were supported by Title IVA funding. That's why we started applying for it. This year, we got a brand new STEM science program going with Title IVA money. You know, so, and our science curriculum was sorely lacking, and the board and the teacher found this wonderful program, and we're now, like, probably have a better math or science program than the elementary school down in Troy, would be my guess. You know, so the more money that we spend of our title money from the state, the less this money becomes. If it ever comes to, like, if Sabre has a year that she doesn't have, or the teacher of the school has no Title I targeted children, which Title I is any child who is performing below grade level can be targeted and get special help with Title I-A funds to bring their knowledge back up to their grade level. If she doesn't have any kids to target, then we won't spend that money. So then the year after we don't spend that money, then this money will go up because we haven't spent so much money through the state. Does that make sense?
Not one bit.
Well, sorry, that's the way it works.
You'll find out.
Yeah, well, no, I know.
I mean, I can't explain it any simpler.
It's a difficult concept.
Exactly,
it's
just a lot.
Okay.
It
doesn't make any sense, to the normal person until you've been at it for a while. And
I've been working on it, Bob, for 3 years. I kind of got a handle on most of it now, but it took 3 years.
Okay, you can explain it.
Okay, so what we need to do is also our other grant money for next year. I won't apply for it until the window opens, but we need to continue, I will suggest that you continue to support your science program through with Title IVA money. You don't have to spend it all. And you need your Title II money for professional development for your teacher, which she's doing an excellent job right now of getting all kinds of extra training under her belt that is helps her be a better teacher and to teach, you know, to be more informed, I think. And remember, you can flex your money, because I'm not going to be here next year for this process. You can, if you don't want to use all that $10,000. Oh, Title IVA money can be used for technology, but only a percentage of it. And that percentage is based on school populations and the formulas all built in. So I can help next year when it comes time to do that. All you have to do is just call and say, hey, would you please help get these our grants together for this year? And I would be more than happy to come and help. And Title I can only be spent for Title I, but any money left over in Title I, 2A, and 4A that you're not going to spend on your science curriculum or your or technology can be flexed over into Title I to put more money in there in case you end up with children, a lot more kids that are targeted. So she's going to need help with more programs and supplies or whatever, special things to get those kids up to speed.
I have a little brochure that I've put together for each one of these programs.
I sent him a whole bunch of information.
Yeah.
We had a crash course in school grants.
And there's a really good article in the Montana News Service out of Kalispell. They have a really good article on it, on all of that, and I'll pass that along.
Great. Thank you.
That's
all.
Outreach regarding homeless student resources. I believe that's our county superintendent.
We can only go an hour. Only have the trial plan. So when we're after an hour, our Zoom meetings drop. So
has she been dropped?
Yeah, she's been dropped.
Okay. One of them's on the phone.
I'm on the phone now.
Ken's still on the phone.
Okay.
Great.
So I can answer to...
No.
Our homeless outreach, through our website, there's a link that you can click that opens up a whole page that is nothing but brochures of local programs that can help people who are homeless. Food banks, help with gas, help with all kinds of things. That is the outreach that we do. And I keep that updated. I update it annually. I get a hold of Susie. She is our homeless liaison. And if she gets any new information about programs that are out there that can help people who are in a homeless situation, then she sends that to me and I post it on at that link on our website. So if you know of someone who is homeless, you can get help for them through that link on our school's website. And or contacting the county superintendent of schools, Susie Rios, and she can get them all the help that is available in our area. And I think a lot of the programs aren't like local, but we have outreach for as far away as programs that are in Kalispell that can help them. I mean, this is everything from food, clothes, everything. Help with finding, there's even a link there that will help you get into an apartment, first month's rent kind of thing, you know. So, all that information is on our school website.
All right, thank you. Also, next item, it's 458. The clerk job profile for STARS qualification. Diane has circulated a profile for us. It's in the book, and then we also received it in the internet through the web page for each board member. Do we have a motion to approve that?
Yes, I move that we approve that profile for the.
What it is this changes to profile. The job description for the district clerk, so that position will qualify for the STARS Act, which is in legislation right now, and it went to vote to the Senate this afternoon at 3:00, which you will qualify with. The additions to the job description for the clerk, and there was only one change. In addition to the duties that we already have, we needed to add the keeping of the student records, which I do online on AIM. I do all the student record entries. The physical records are kept in this room in a locked cabinet for the teacher because she needs to be able to get to them, and I'm not here all the time. And she puts in her reports and evaluations, assessments, and things like that, and adds to them. But as far as the student records that are set up in AIM, I do all that. So we will qualify next year if the board chooses to make the teacher's salary what it needs to be for us to qualify for the new STARS Act, which is essentially we will get 3 quality educator payments credits from the state instead of 1. You'll get 2 for your teacher and 1 for your clerk for the first year. And then the second year, it will just be 1 for the teacher and 1 for the clerk.
It takes effect not this year, but the next school year.
No, yeah, the coming school year, 25-26. So it is a new program to help support higher teacher pay in the state. Also addresses the housing crisis and high cost of housing in some districts. I mean, teachers don't make it hardly enough money to pay rent, because rent is so high. So what they're attempting to do, the state, is to help raise teacher salaries enough so that teachers are being paid enough to survive, and also that schools can afford to pay their teachers more money. And our particular school will garner approximately $10,000 in additional state direct state aid, or quality educator payment is what it's called, from the state this year if we qualify to participate and ask for to participate in this program.
Okay, is there a second to Pam's motion, Ken? Okay, I concur, so it passed. All right, next item, we'll move now to teacher's report. I think Pam has notes.
Yes, so Ray would like to take the students to the Living Museum and to Ortho Rehab for a career health day in Troy, and they will learn exercises that would help this or that, and they will learn what it's like to possibly be an ortho rehab person. So, and also to the Living Museum.
Good money in physical therapy.
There is. Is that so that it's a field trip?
Yes.
Okay.
One day.
Do you have a motion?
Do we need a motion?
Okay. For a field trip? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. If it's outside of the district, yeah.
Okay. All right. I move that we tell Sabre that yes, she should take this, or she can take the students to the Living Museum and to Ortho Rehab for a Career Health Day.
Do you have a second for that, Ken?
I do. I second it.
All right, I concur. So,
what day
trip?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
sorry.
We'll supply that to you.
Okay.
The other thing she has is that the new science tables have been ordered. I have the purchase order here, and Diane has looked at it, and the money is available. So
they have been ordered.
Yes. Very good. Okay. They've been ordered.
Yep. And that money was budgeted in this year's budget for equipment for the new science program.
Can you make a note to ask Sabre to get you the day, Pam?
Got it.
And get that to Diane.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, we're down to the clerk's report and expenditures, the highlight of every meeting, but a very necessary and informative part, because as we see, lots of questions are asked.
We received a letter from the Department of Education in regards to, as everyone probably in the room knows, that all federal offices are getting a good shake and to see what falls out. So what the feds are asking, the Department of Education is asking the state to require all LEs to sign a certification letter that we are not discriminating due to sex, religion, or any of the rest of those things. The state, because that is such a huge out thing, is the state has stepped in and they're going to certify all of our schools, because we all have already sent in our policies and recorded all of that discrimination stuff to at the state level. Mm-hmm. So the state's going to send the feds our certification letter for each school, and then once that's done, they will send us a copy to keep on file of the letter. We won't have to do anything. The state's going to do it for us.
Good. I think our county superintendent, is she involved in that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The letters will come from the state to her, and she will distribute them to the schools that she is the boss of.
Okay.
That's what you want to call it. Okay. Right. I'm sorry. The March balances from the treasurer came in to my email at about 3:15 today, just as I was getting ready to walk out the door, so I didn't have time to balance with her, but I will do that and report at the next meeting. So what we're going to look at today is expenditures to date for April. David is signing those checks today, And the total, I'm just going to read totals. $871 from the general fund and $250 from the miscellaneous fund. For a total expenditures for this month of $1,121. Next page is our general fund expenditure budget. And it is, we're sitting at an overall total of 46.27% of our budget remaining. And I counted the days, and the kids only have 37 more days of school left. It's like, wow, man, that's not very many. Last day of school for the kids is June 6th, and the last day for the teacher is the 9th of June this year. So we're racing right up to the end. There's gonna, just to let you know that the big spending items are gonna come up on your next month's, or end up later this month, because I haven't paid the Visa bill yet because we're meeting early, and a lot of those expenditures will be on the Visa bill. So what I'll do is, once I get a month-end expenditure for you guys done in the accounting system, I will send you a copy of this so you know where we're sitting at the end of the month. Because right now this is just like not even close to what's really going to happen by the end of this month. So we have a remaining budget of $53,071.33 to get us through till the end of June. And that's all I have.
All right, we're at that part of the meeting for public comment. Is there anyone who have a comment? Seeing none, it is, the next meeting will be May 21 at 3:45.
And that will be the reorganizational meeting that's held every year after the election. And the seated board clears up all old business and hands the reins over to the new seated board. And the new trustees are sworn in at that meeting.
The 21st.
Yep.
All right. Do you have anything else?
I don't.
Ken, do you have anything else?
No.
All right. 5:10 will be adjourned. Thank you.